You ever see that movie Doctor Strange?
It's very good.
You know how he has that cape that helps him out?
Yeah, the magical cape that has sentience.
Yeah. It's this magical cape, and every time he's in trouble, this magical cape comes and helps him out, because he's a good dude, and the cape likes what he's doing.
That's awesome.
Yeah, you can kind of do that for this show.
What? You could be our magical cape?
You could be our magical cape and help us keep the show going and help us grow the show. To find out how, go to patreon.com/wehaveconcerns.
Be our magical cape! I wonder if they'll even do a origin story if they're just like, he's been always been Venom.
He's a Venom. Don't worry about it. He's Venoming around. All he does is Venom around. This is We Have Concerns. Hi, Jeff Cannata.
Hi, Anthony Carboni.
Hello, concerned citizens.
It is time, once again, for Chronicles of a Badass.
What are you, 1-for-3 with these?
1-for-3. Yeah, batting 300. That's not too shabby.
That's not too shabby. But if you convert it from baseball
into anything else,
you have a 33% success rate with these badasses. Well, I'm going to do quote unquote badasses.
This is our new recurring segment.
No, it's not.
Where
I guess it is. I guess I've allowed it to happen.
Yeah, you're complicit.
Three times. It's a pattern now.
Yeah, that's right. This is where we take a look at a badass in history, and we talk about how badass this badass is.
Or isn't, more often than not.
Presented for our consideration on Chronicles of Badass by submitter Samuel Lewis, who sent this to wehaveconcernsshow@gmail.com.
Thanks, Samuel.
You can also send it to our subreddit, which is wehaveconcerns.reddit.com, or our Facebook group, which is facebook.groups/groups/wehaveconcerns. Did I get it right?
Yeah, I mean, you left the .com out after Facebook, which is like...
Everyone knows it needs that. I don't know. That's implied.
HomestarRunner.net. It's .com.
Yeah.
Kids, ask your parents.
So I present for your consideration, Mr. Carboni, the tale of Tony Pizzo, who in 1919 was playing cards with silent film star Fatty Arbuckle.
Fatty Arbuckle! Fatty Arbuckle had a real fucked up life.
Oh, yeah, he did. Yeah, but we're not talking about Fatty. This is not about Fatty.
You want to talk about a badass? Why didn't you go with Fatty Arbuckle?
Fatty is merely tangential to this story.
Wow.
Whilst playing cards, Tony...
I feel like you're burying the lead on
Tony
this one.
Tony Pizzo got into some sort of boasting competition with Fatty Arbuckle.
Oh, don't do that.
And Fatty Arbuckle said, no man could bicycle from Los Angeles, California to New York in 6 months. You couldn't do it.
6 months?
Can't be done. He just said you can't even do it. But
the wheels of bicycles were trapezoidal at that point. They yes. hadn't, like, you gotta remember, like, way back then,
yeah.
It was like, they hadn't quite figured out the design. They didn't have the carbon fiber. They didn't have the gear switching. They also didn't have round wheels.
Right.
And so it was very hard to get around on a bicycle.
That's right. All they had were the giant wheel in the back and the tiny wheel.
Yeah, they had penny farthings, and they couldn't figure out why penny farthings were working and other bicycles weren't. They didn't have a large enough sample size to figure out it was the round wheel.
Well, Tony Pizzo said, screw you, Fatty Arbuckle. I could do it. And Fatty Arbuckle said, I would give a man that could pedal across the country $3,500.
Which in today's money, $7.3 billion.
That's the inflation.
That's crazy.
It's actually 50 grand.
That's over 75 euros.
So it's 50 grand in 2017 dollars.
50 grand.
$50,000. Fatty Arbuckle said, I'll put up the equivalent of 50 grand if you could bicycle across the country. But not just bicycle across the country. That is the...
That was the original bet laid down by Tony Pizzo.
Well, but we had to... You can't just, like, take time off. Bicycle across the country, handcuffed to your bicycle.
Which bicycles at that time were heavier than cars.
And they were also all handcuffs. All bicycles had handcuffs for some reason.
They were made of spikes and handcuffs and stone.
They were just
heavy granite.
That's right. It was really bad.
It was really bad.
Well, you joke.
It was a deal between the mayor of Los Angeles and the spike lobby.
Oh, man. They were huge back then.
They had shut down the red line.
That's right.
There was no public transit anymore.
Yeah.
And
that's because they just wanted to spike the population of... they wanted to spike transit times. See, they don't care what spikes they need. If it's just a spike in a statistic or a physical spike in the real world, they're the spike lobby. They're behind
all
of it.
Well, you had also said that the bikes were made of spikes. You said there's spikes all over them.
Yeah, spikes everywhere on the bike.
Spikes everywhere.
Bikes have spikes, they said in 1919.
Bikes. Bikes with spikes.
You joke, but this was really a much more difficult thing. But the bike that this dude used was 40 pounds.
Okay.
Single gear.
Yep.
You pedal forward and then you pedal back to brake it. You know, like we all had when we were 8.
Yeah. Or like cool guys have.
Yeah.
Cool guys
still have those?
Cool guys have them.
Like BMXers?
Fixies.
Oh, that's what they're called. But they're pegged. So you can ride on the back.
No. Like you ever see those those guys who are riding around on street bikes? They look like regular thin frame street bikes, but when they stop at a light, they're like balancing.
Mm.
Have you noticed those guys? And they're
too cool for me to even notice.
They are riding fixies, fixed gear bikes. They pedal like kids' bikes. You gotta pedal backwards to brake.
Well, I'm very impressed that those things still exist.
Yeah.
But that's a vestige of 1919.
And people who wonder based on my haircut and glasses, no, I've never owned a fixie.
Never had a fixie?
Stupid.
Hmm.
So he was on the 40-pound fixie.
40-pound fixie!
Which is the standard bicycle of a lot of people in Brooklyn.
That's right.
In all honesty.
Yeah, it was, consistent.
Yeah.
He wore soft-soled leather shoes
sure.
the entire time and wool outfit. And he biked.
And he had an onion in his belt.
And
as was the style at the time.
And he departed in April.
Mm-hmm.
1919 from Los Angeles.
Yep.
They welded his handcuffs closed.
Okay.
And that was a 3 foot.
Were both hands, or was it one hand to the frame?
It was both hands welded inside shackles that were connected by a 3 foot long chain. That went underneath the frame.
What a dick move. Okay.
Right? So he has some movement with his hands, but he's always attached to the bike at all times.
Both hands. Oh, dick move, Fatty Arbuckle.
This is some Fatty Arbuckle shit
this
right
is
here.
Some real Fatty Arbuckle shit. Guys, read about Fatty Arbuckle if you haven't yet.
Yeah. This is not about Fatty. This episode would be way more interesting if it was about Fatty Arbuckle at all.
Yeah, thank
but
you.
But it's not. It's not about Fatty Arbuckle.
We want to talk about Chronicles of a Badass. We're talking about somebody tangentially related
to
Fatty Arbuckle.
One of the least cool things that Fatty Arbuckle did was challenge this dude to a bet. And then Fatty Arbuckle probably forgot about it.
While that guy was biking to New York, Fatty Arbuckle was shooting at people. Fatty Arbuckle was shooting at people and getting all hopped up on shit and riding cars into buildings.
Yeah.
Like Fatty Arbuckle was doing some shit.
He led a life. Meanwhile, Tony Pizzo was bicycling across the country chained to his
bicycle. Meanwhile, Tony Pizzo is getting his 30 minutes of elevated heart rate every day.
He arrived in Manhattan, October 30th, 1919.
Was that within the parameters?
5.5 months later.
Beautiful.
He pedaled 3,000 miles.
Yep.
He showed up. Fatty Arbuckle was like, what did I say? What? When?
Who are you? Because Fatty Arbuckle was so fucked up. Fatty Arbuckle did this shit, right? Fatty Arbuckle was like, yeah, totally. Let's do this. It's a bet. And we're going to weld you to this fucking thing. So, and he called the concierge of whatever hotel he was burning to the ground at that point with his lifestyle. And he's like, get me a dude with a fucking welder.
Yeah.
Get him up here.
Give me some shackles.
Give me a bicycle. Give me 3 feet shackles.
Give me the heaviest bicycle that you can find.
Yeah. Bring it up here.
Yeah.
We're going to fucking hook this guy up. And I swear to God, you're never going to make it. And if you do, I'll give you $50,000.
Yeah.
And then Fatty Arbuckle did what's called sleeping it off.
Right. And the next day, he didn't remember it. Meanwhile,
he goes,
Tony.
What happened to Pizzo?
Do you remember?
There's a little Italian guy, Pizzo.
Yeah, Fatty, you put him on a bicycle and you send him off on his way in the middle of the night.
No shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No.
You guys, that's such a Fatty move.
It's classic Fatty.
Anyway, I've already forgotten about that.
Yeah.
I'm going to shoot at another man's wife right now.
Let's do it. I love being in your entourage, Fatty.
I love being Fatty. Highest paid actor of all time at that point.
Yeah.
Fatty Arbuckle.
Silent film star. Living the life.
So he shows up. Fatty Arbuckle goes, who the fuck is you?
No, he paid him off. He gave him his $3,500.
Okay.
And
because Fatty literally didn't remember doing it, but also it was just easier for Fatty Arbuckle to give somebody $3,500 than deal with
them. Oh, yeah. Fatty Arbuckle dropped $3,500 walking to his next lunch meeting. And this guy was like, oh, here it is. He was interviewed after this feat, 5.5 months chained to a bike. One pair of clothes, one outfit that he had the whole time.
That's the grossest part.
He had this horrible experience on this bicycle. It was, you know, he's wearing leather shoes. It's made of steel. The seat has steel springs and a thin layer of leather. I mean, this is...
Yeah, and he's in wool.
Basically torture.
Yeah.
He says, I wouldn't do it again for $1 million. But he saw it through.
Yeah.
He did it.
And then you're the guy who biked across the country.
Not only that, he crashed many, many times on his way. He fractured his wrists but he just kind of sucked it up and kept on biking.
Because what are you going to do? You go to a doctor and you go, hey, I think my wrist is fractured. He goes, okay, well, let's get those cuffs. Oh, I can't.
I can't.
I'm a doctor and not a fucking metal worker.
Right. Yeah. I can't iron work off your
Do you
shackles.
Have the money to have a guy come in here? No,
not
I
yet.
Don't.
Not
I have $3,500 waiting in New York.
Yeah, but we're in Ohio right now.
Now,
he fractured his wrist, he fractured his collarbone, and he fractured his shoulder blades.
Now, this is what this tells me. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Here's what this tells me. Tells me Tony Pizzo is an honorable man who actually biked the whole way.
Yeah.
Because you know what I would do?
Fake it?
First dude with a flatbed who comes by. I'm picturing, you know, 1919, right?
Yeah. There's Grapes of Wrath. Grapes of Wrath is happening.
Grapes of Wrath.
Yeah.
There are all these flatbeds with hay and chickens and workers. Yeah. And then one of them passes
by. And Lenny.
By.
Lenny's in the back he's talking about tending the rabbits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, Michael Jackson and Paul McCartney are there.
Oh, yeah. That's great.
Doing their travel and show thing. Kids, ask your parents.
Kids, ask your grandparents.
And you say, hey. How's about a nickel? Let me and my bike ride in the back of your flatbed.
Why are you chained to your bike there? Are you on the run from the law?
Just so I know, are you Jimmy Stewart or are you Bane?
Kids, listen to your bonus content. I'm just a typical 1919 fella. That's how we all talk. 1919, right? Same.
You're definitely not Bane.
Who's the Bane?
Okay. Listen. I'll give you a nickel. Just take me as far as the next town.
Well, I just want to make sure I'm not messing with the law here. You're chained to your bike.
Hey, I'm an honest guy. I'm an honest Italian guy. Mm. Everybody trusts Italians in 1919.
Yeah, that's right. We're all welcoming to the Italians in 1919.
Yeah, 1919.
Why didn't you say so?
Why don't you let a weird Italian guy in handcuffs get in your car?
Why didn't you say so? Just hop right in. We'll drop you off in Manhattan.
Yeah. I honestly would have done that.
Because you're a filthy cheat, Carboni.
I would have gone to the next, like, as soon as I was out of Fatty's sight, call up a friend. Hey, man, bring the truck. Let's drive to New York.
Yeah.
I'll split the cash with you.
This is why you're not a badass. And Tony Pizzo is a badass because he did it.
Being a mastermind is a type of badass, Jeff. outfoxing Fatty Arbuckle.
Yeah.
Makes you a badass.
You've outfoxed Fatty Arbuckle.
Yeah.
I don't know.
This is a work smarter, not harder situation.
This dude's tires stopped working several times. He talked about how it was difficult eating and sleeping and brushing his teeth, all because he was chained to a bicycle for 5.5 months.
At this point, the tube was the tire, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, there was no outer protection. It was just a tube that was the bike
actually
tire.
Actually thinner than our tires are now.
Yeah.
It was only about an inch in diameter. So... you're not being helped in any way by this bicycle. This bicycle is
you had to have, like, you constantly had to have a patch kit.
Right. So he said he at one point went tumbling. He nearly fell off a cliff when his bicycle went tumbling over the edge and was pulling him down face first.
Was this guy just kind of drunk too?
I mean, I kind of feel like everybody was involved in this tale.
Yeah.
Like, in order to think it up and execute it and stick to it, I think you have to maintain a level of inebriation.
How did he eat?
That's what he said. It was not easy. He would have to take the bicycle with him and switch hands because
He had money on him?
I guess.
How much money did he have on him when he started out where it was, like, enough? And then, like, how do you not rob that guy? Here's another thing. It's 1919. We're getting everywhere in the back of trucks with hay in them. We're stealing pies off of windowsills.
Oh, yeah.
It's
good, wholesome fun.
We've got bindles. We're hopping freight trains.
Yeah.
how are we not beating this guy up and taking his money? He's literally handcuffed to 40 pounds of steel.
Yeah, but I think he's in pretty darn good shape if he's bicycling for 5.5 months straight. I think
he's just tired and hungry.
Probably beefy. Maybe he is tired and hungry.
I mean, sure, his calves are beautiful.
Got rock solid calves.
The calves on this guy.
Yeah.
At this point, let me tell you, you'd kill for him.
This dude,
he just tore through his pants like the Incredible Hulk halfway through this thing.
Yeah, his lower half is Lou Ferrigno. His upper half is, what's the guy that played David Banner? Would have made it funnier if I thought of his name.
Well, I mean, I would have gone for, you know, like his bottom half is the Hulk, and then the top half is like just Bruce Banner.
That's what I was trying to do, but I was trying to come up with the actor. Who's the fucking guy from...
Are you talking about Mark Ruffalo?
Bixby.
Are you talking about Eric Bana?
Are you talking about
Edward Norton?
I said Lou Ferrigno, and yeah. I wanted to do Bill Bixby.
Yeah.
That's what I fucked it up.
Because, yeah, I think everybody today, like right now today, mm-hmm. when they think about the Hulk.
Yeah, they think about Bill Bixby.
You're like, who to you mm-hmm. is the actor that...
Ferrigno, forever.
Ferrigno.
Kids.
Ferrigno and Bixby.
Ask your parents.
They're like McCartney and Michael Jackson.
In the back of a truck.
I don't think I've ever felt older than in this episode.
Congratulations.
I'm going to dab a few times.
Yeah, there you go. Just get, yeah, you'll young yourself up. All you need is a few dabs.
Yeah.
Play with a fidget spinner.
Yeah, I'll Snapchat some of this.
There you go.
So it doesn't talk very much about how he ate, the logistics of it and things like that.
No, he just said it was really difficult.
Sure.
And
we know that.
He said he had a trunk with some gear in it. He wore a Navy sailor's uniform, hence all the wool.
Okay.
And he pedaled.
Was he a Navy sailor?
Yeah.
Okay. I was hoping there was another dope Fatty Arbuckle party story in that.
It was a costume party and he just left right from there.
No, they just fucking took it from a sailor. They pulled some Fatty Arbuckle shit.
Yeah, this Fatty Arbuckle used to fuck up some sailors, man. The bike's saddle was hard leather around a wiry frame suspended by steel coils.
You've talked about the bike. You've talked about the injuries.
He's a badass is what I'm saying.
Here's what I want to know.
He did it.
When he got to New York, did he have to spend all his money on like just the injuries and shit?
Oh, I thought you were going to do like a Brewster's Millions thing. He had to spend his money in 24 hours.
Kids, ask your parents what Brewster's Millions
yeah,
is.
Yeah, there you go too.
Oh my God.
So many kids asking moments.
I just feel, yeah, I'm just like.
It's just a nonstop. Parents are going to be pestered by this episode. It's going to be rough.
We're sorry to all the parents out there.
No, yeah, I mean, he had some injuries. He had some stuff.
I wonder how much it cost to like, did Fatty Arbuckle pay to have him removed from the bicycle?
Yeah, evidently, like, it was a whole ceremony that they had the newspapers there when he pulled up, and they freed him from his shackles, and...
Oh, he was being monitored. Fatty Arbuckle had somebody monitoring this dude the whole time.
Yeah.
But not helping.
No, not helping. Actually, yeah, there was a guy that was along with him that saved him. When the bike went careening off the cliff and almost killed him, this dude caught the bike and pulled him up. That was in Arizona.
This guy's in like one of those like to pocket a pocket a pocket a cars.
yeah, he's in Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, yeah. Just like riding by him as he's going. It's like you see the Tour de France, you know,
yeah.
Where they got the ride along cars monitoring the bicyclists, except that, but done at a fraction of the speed of the Tour de France.
I love it.
Yeah,
I love
badass,
it.
Badass, right?
This guy's pretty badass.
Okay, so he arrives and he goes, I wouldn't do this again for $1 million.
Right.
And somebody goes, I bet you can't do it again. And he did it again.
What the fuck, Tony Pizzo?
He did it twice.
No, he went right back to LA?
Yeah. He said, before his second adventure, Pizzo was going to be discharged from the Navy, having been diagnosed with tuberculosis. And that condition.
No, oh, okay. So he didn't turn right back around. He went to the doctor. He got fixed up. He went back into the Navy.
Yeah.
He served out his time in the Navy. I don't know how the Navy was cool with him going missing for 5.5 months.
He's AWOL. Yeah, but Fatty Arbuckle made a call. See?
Because he's Fatty.
Fucking Fatty Arbuckle.
So, okay. So he goes, he serves the rest of his tour. He's going to be discharged because he has tuberculosis.
Yeah.
Literal tuberculosis. This guy is not breathing. This guy is coughing.
He's consumptive. He's got a lot of massive weight loss.
Yeah.
He looks awful. And somebody's like, I bet you can't do that thing that you keep telling us about again.
He's like, nobody tells Tony Pizzo what he can't do.
Oh, Jesus, you're coughing up blood.
Yeah, don't be near me when I do it.
Yeah. So the second time he said, "It ain't so bad as it sounds. When I ride into town, everybody turns out to look me over. At first, they take me for a prisoner. I am, in a way, but my bicycle is my only jailer.
I am in a way, but in a way we all are. We are all prisoners of this universe. We are all slowly dying. Each of us, our molecules breaking down every moment."
He was a naval philosopher. Yeah. It was the philosophy division
and
of the
so
Navy.
And so I pedal, as we all pedal, fruitlessly, endlessly.
I love this direct quote. He says, "But my bicycle..."
That was the direct quote.
This is awesome. "My bicycle is my only jailer. We get to be chums, because wherever it goes, I go." Is that not 1919 right there, baby? We get to be chums.
This guy.
He did it twice.
He's a crazy person.
He went from
person.
LA to New York and then New York to LA on a bicycle. Chained, shackled to it.
Can I tell you something? Do you remember when I told you, like, for a very long time, I ran an Italian restaurant in New York.
Right.
I was the manager there. And it was all, like, legit Italian dudes. Like,
yeah, everybody just got off the back of a flatbed truck.
Everybody got off of a flatbed truck
in.
That had come out of the ocean. No, and I will tell you something. This is the fucking mindset.
Right?
This is the mindset.
That's why I respect this guy.
And the weaker Italian dudes get, the more they want to take the bet from you.
That's right. The level of commitment this dude...
The bravado is just beautiful.
Right.
It's so beautiful.
It is.
They were all very confused by me because I do not have this.
You're Italian, Anthony.
They looked at my name and they looked at how I looked and they were just like, "Why don't you care?" I bet
Gamboni,
you can't.
What
I bet
are you doing? What's the matter, you? You're not gonna try to eat 47 meatballs in one sitting like the rest of us. We all got heart disease. You should try it.
Well, number one, I'm vegetarian, and number two, I don't want heart disease. Hey, Carboni, stick your head in the fryer.
Yeah, stick your head right in the fryer. We're all doing it.
How can you stick your head in the fryer? You think I can't stick my head in the fryer?
Cheese put his head in the fryer for like 14 seconds. He can't speak or see anymore, but my God, he did it!
Hey, cheese, I bet you can't fucking do that again.
Oh, there he goes!
Cheese. Why you call him cheese? Because he looks like fucking melted cheese now.
His face looks like melted cheese now. It's a sad thing. It's a nice mozzarella.
These guys, man, Italians and frat guys, they both have this.
Yeah.
And I love it.
This is badass, right?
It is.
I'm 2 for 4. 2 for 4.
I really wish though, because there is a bit of just like stupidity to this.
Yeah.
And I don't know, like, if I just have a lofty definition of badassery that will never be met. Maybe badassery and stupidity do go hand in hand.
A little bit.
Maybe they have to.
A little bit.
Maybe there's no way for them not to.
A little bit.
Maybe it's like a beautiful Hosokai painting.
Yeah, that's
right. You need the negative space.
Exactly. You got to have that in the yin and the yang. You got to have that little dot of stupidity in the middle of your bravado.
Whew.
Yeah.
Got to have the half of it. Yeah, I'll give it to him.
Thank you.
50% success rate, Chronicles of a Badass.
Loving it.
Hey, how much money would I have to bet you to get you to do the same thing?
How much money you got?
No, I'm serious.
I don't think I could do it.
Handcuffed.
I really don't think I could do it.
Handcuffed, but like you can have a fancy bike.
Oh man, I know, having done a triathlon, how hard it is to bike anywhere. And also, I guess I'm not that Italian. I thought I was.
Yeah.
But it turns out maybe I'm not.
Remind me, in a triathlon, how many miles you're biking?
Well, the one I did was 20. It was 20 mile bike.
20 miles.
10 mile run, 20 mile bike, 1 mile swim.
Okay.
I did at the Olympics.
20 miles is not easy.
No.
20 miles is not
this
easy.
This guy did 7,000.
But. Now, if you had to bike 20 miles a day, but you didn't have to do the run or the swim.
3,000 miles, excuse me.
Yeah.
I say 7.
If you just had to bike.
Yeah.
How easy would that be?
It wouldn't be, dude. It would
be 20
hard
miles?
As fuck. But, and the hard part is you don't get any rest because you're chained to the bike, dude.
Yeah.
Even when you're done, you can't do anything. You can't stretch out. You can't relax. He's got 3 feet of chain between his hands.
Yeah.
And the bike there, it just sounds awful. Awful. Yeah.
What if I gave you 5 feet of chain?
Okay, I'm in. How much are we talking?
Same as Fatty. Same as
50
Fatty.
Grand?
No, 3,500.
Oh, I can almost pay my rent? Yeah, I'm in.
I can almost pay my LA mortgage. See you later, wife and baby.
Yeah.
I'll be back in 5.5 months. What would the dollar amount be for you guys?
Yeah, and you guys think this guy's a badass? Because he is. He's a badass.
He is a badass. I don't think that's the question this time. I think you did it.
Yeah.
But I do want to know what it would take, how much money to get you guys to do this same thing. You can let us know on Twitter. I'm at A Carboni.
I'm at Jeff Cannata.
And you can hashtag those Jimmy Stewart.
You know what I just thought of, Anthony? I don't know if I would even do it chained to a car driving across the country. I'm not sure I could do that.
I think 50 grand, I'd do it.
Chained to a car?
No, a bike.
Really?
I think I'd do it.
I don't know if
I got a really nice bike. Dude, I think I'd do it.
You would come out with some sweet quads by the end of
the
day.
Oh, the sweetest quads. Anyway, hashtag those Jimmy Stewart. Also, if you want to talk about this with other concerned citizens, great place to do so is either in our subreddit, which is wehaveconcerns.reddit.com, or in our Facebook group, which is facebook.com/groups/wehaveconcerns. Concerned citizen Mike McDaniel is doing a wonderful job of hosting discussion threads every time an episode comes out. So go and chat and suggest episodes there. 50 grand, I'd do.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think so.
Kickstarter.